Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cerbi from the Venice Festival, here with Alison McGurty, the screenwriter for Becoming Led Zeppelin. Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Where did you start? How do you start to write a movie on iconic legend like Led Zeppelin?
Well, it's first of all, you have to be very inspired by the subject. Mm-hmm. Making a film, a documentary, takes a very long time. It's hard work. And so you have to like your subjects, mm-hmm. Because you're going to spend a lot of time with them.
With it, yeah.
Yes. And fortunately, as well as being incredible artists and musicians, they're all incredibly nice people. So if we hadn't liked them, we probably wouldn't have done it. But we were very much inspired by their story and the way they approached their craft.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that they'd all come together, they're all very different people, but they're all very devoted to their craft, and they all had dreams when they were young, when they were children and young and at school, and the way that they all persevered in the face of diversity. Now, Jimmy was encouraged by his family, and John Paul Jones was encouraged by his family. Robert Plant was not encouraged by his family at all, and in fact, he was forced to leave home. John Bonham, he had quite a difficult time. He was from the Midlands, nice, wonderful family, but again, for the financial reasons, had to keep on persevering. And I felt that it was just a really wonderful story for young people to learn from. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't compromise if you believe in something and you want to do it enough, point at your work. So that was kind of what inspired us. Yeah. That was initial inspiration. And then when you look at their story about how they came together, it's very unique. Most bands grow up together. They're at school together or they're at university together. They're friends first and they know each other. And these people were not like that at all.
They were musicians first.
They were musicians first who came together and created magic. Mm. On that very first rehearsal, it was just... They all just said it was, Robert says in the film, it was devastating. They knew that something special had happened. And so they're very different. So it's very different from most bands.
Yeah. The film is a gold mine of great performances, live performances, that you decided to keep all, as a whole. So you don't cut through a performance. We see performance of like 7, 8, 10 minutes even.
Yes.
Why did you choose to do that?
Well,
which you were very correct to do.
Thank
honestly.
You very much. Yeah, some people... does make the film longer when you do that, but this is essentially like a musical. This mm-hmm. this is more like a musical than a documentary, because Led Zeppelin is all about the music, and the film is sort of made like a musical. Like, for example, say My Fair Lady, mm-hmm. and you've got a music, you've got all these beautiful songs, and there's a story thread through it. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing. You have it's all about the music, mm-hmm. and with Zeppelin, it's all about the music, and with this film, it's all about the music, and for those fans who love the music, they don't want to hear just a little clip.
No, exactly. Especially those live shows of the 60s, which were not very well known.
The other benefit of having all songs in is that for those of us who are too young to have been able to go to a concert, you get to feel as if you're there.
Mm.
And it's just like, hopefully, if you can't get to a concert, this is the next best thing.
How did you choose which tracks to use to show and which not?
Well, that was... as a music supervisor, it was very easy to do that, because basically we decided to feature all of the songs, basically. In terms of the performances that you see, full performances of, there was so few performances filmed that we used all of the ones mm-hmm. that we could find.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and Peter Grant, their manager, he did not allow media. He did not allow cameras. If people had cameras, I've heard that he would throw them away, or maybe sometimes even throw the people away. So it was very hard to make, and it was a very hard challenge for us, because it's not like you could just go and pull off. It's not like the Beatles, for example, who did tons and tons of media, and then the world's your oyster. You can choose. This was like really difficult. This took years to track down, literally attics and basements. vaults, archives. Took a long time to find, the film footage that we could. And then we wanted it to sort of be future-proofed and look like a feature film. So one of the challenges with documentary making is that you can't film it all yourself. So the bits we have filmed ourselves, we did it with our same cinematographer, Vern Moen, that we did all of our American Epic films with. We did a series called American Epic and a musical called The American Epic Sessions, and it's the same team. We all know each other very well. And, sorry, I lost my thread there.
I have to thank you because this is a real treat for fans, and even for people who didn't know them that much, they can know them because they are a piece of history of music. So thank you very much for this film. Thank you, Alison McGuthrie, the screenwriter, for becoming a Zeppelin.
Thank you.
From Venice Festival, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.